USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Five people are now confirmed dead in the collapse of a condominium tower near Miami. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava announced Saturday evening that another 156 people are still unaccounted for as rescue crews continue to search the rubble of the building in Surfside, Florida. 55 of the building's more than 130 units were destroyed in the Thursday collapse. FEMA is aiding in relief efforts, and President Biden has approved an emergency declaration for the state. And President Biden says he has no intent to veto a bipartisan infrastructure bill if a reconciliation package doesn't come with it. In a statement Saturday, Biden clarified comments he made earlier in the week that made it seem as though he saw the bills as equals, saying that his comments gave the impression that he was threatening to veto a deal he had just agreed to, which was not his intent. A bipartisan group of lawmakers agreed to a deal on a $1.2 trillion bill on Thursday that would include more than $579 billion in new spending for core infrastructure. This is USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.